AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The government could run out of funds to pay its bills a week from today. President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy have struck a deal to raise the debt limit and avoid default. Congress needs to approve it.
There is no reason why it shouldn't get done by the 5th. I'm confident that we'll get a vote in both houses, and we'll see.
On this Memorial Day, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, at Arlington National Cemetery.
On this day, we remember the over 1 million Americans who took their last breath on the bedrock of liberty, supporting the eternal cause of freedom.
And a message from Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky.
On behalf of all Ukrainians, I would like to honor the courage and self-sacrifice of all Americans who stood in defense and keep defending the freedom. Your freedom stood thanks to those who fought for it. Our freedom will stand thanks to those who are fighting for it.
School children being rushed to safety as explosions rattled Kyiv today. Russian ballistic missiles falling during daylight hours. Meantime, Russia has issued an arrest warrant for a U.S. senator.
Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, after what he said about the war in Ukraine. Graham met with Ukraine's President Zelensky on Friday. Zelensky's office later released an edited video in which Senator Graham says the Russians are dying and describes U.S. military assistance to Ukraine as the best money we've ever spent. Senator Graham appears to have made the remarks at different times in the conversation, but the short video by Ukraine's presidential office put them next to each other. It caused outrage in Russia. I'm Rita Foley.
Graham responded on Twitter saying, "To know that my commitment to Ukraine has drawn the ire of Putin's regime brings me immense joy." This is AP News. An American soldier missing in action in the Korean War, buried today near his Georgia hometown.
Army Private First Class Luther Herschel Story was awarded the Medal of Honor after on September 1st, 1950, the wounded 18-year-old stayed behind to cover his fellow soldiers when they made a desperate retreat as North Korean troops closed in around them. Story's resting place long remained a mystery until the U.S. military revealed in April that lab tests of bones of an unidentified American soldier recovered from Korea in October 1950 matched DNA from Story's closest living relative, a niece, and his niece's late mother. Today, he's being buried with military honors at the Andersonville National Cemetery. Story's niece, Judy Wade, says, "I don't have to worry about him anymore." I'm Donna Warner.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.